So this is what Guru Amardas is laying stress on, you see, that I have found that world divining which is reverberating in each heart, which is just pervading all creation. I came in contact with that when I tasted the sweet tellings of the herb. My mind has become under control. When mind is controlled, naturally, you are most fortunate man. That's the only thing standing in our way between the soul and God. If the mind is just directed to the physical enjoyments, we are stuck in the world. If mind is directed to the sweet symphonies of the world within, you are heavenly. You become spiritual. You say when your mind, you see, tastes the sweet elixir inside, it becomes purified. Why? That world is all purity. You see. When you come in contact with that, you receive those impulses, you also become pure. But another thing, that world is just contacted when you transcend the outgoing faculties. And all this filth are the outward impressions enters into us through the outgoing faculties, you see. That is, Kabir says, look here, go to some master, some teacher, ask him where the seat of mind is in the body. If he cannot tell you, leave him all at once and go to some other master who can tell you where the mind resides in the body. You do not know, generally. Mind is just combined with the soul, and the soul seat is just like the eyes. They are working over there, both together. We don't know where. He says when the master says, that, what is doing? He shows us the way through, the aperture through which the mind drags you out. You see, wanders away to outward things. He says, just close those apertures so that you may not receive the impressions from outside. And that when that light is developed in you by the grace of the Master, that will grow more and more day to day. The sweet symphonies of rapture stains of world you will hear from day to day. That will keep you very much absorbed on account of sweetness. And naturally, your life is saved. In the past, they were very specific for controlling the mind. And as the mind is controlled, you know, mind becomes pure, because it doesn't receive any impressions from outside. It's all the time absorbed in the sweetness of something higher lying within you, tasting that while sleeping inside out, all the time when you remain in contact with that, your mind does not wander away. Yes, through the initiation I got from my master with his favor, I escaped to the control of the mind. I left the physical body. I came about transcending the body. I transcended even the astral body and the physical and the other body also. Transcended three of them and knew really who am I. I'm a soul only just when it is just analyzed from the physical as well as causal body, as well as the mind, when man does really know what he is. Know thyself has been the, you see, cabin wise of all the rishis, saints, masters who came in the past. Veda says, oh, know thyself. Christ says, oh, know thyself. Guru Nanak says the same thing. Kabir says the same thing, he says. All Greeks had the same thing to say, not his heathen. I mean that is, know thyself, who you are, what you are. He says, with the grace of my master, by controlling the mind, I would leave all these three planes and know myself who I am. But how can it through the special initiation given by to me by my master? Through the initiation, Guru Mati Apayapasana. Only then I got my way back to my true home, my God over there. That is the travail I am saying, which we have to just start from the outside body, transcend the physical, transcend the atom, transcend the column, then we know ourselves who we are, then we see we are at the top of the ocean of life. We just examine each other, true home, from where there is no regard. That's the beauty over there which no eye has seen, you see. And the sweetness, symphonies going on there which no ear has heard, no earthly ear has heard, you see. That's the true home lying with it. That is the kingdom of God lying within you. Seek within you. First seek the kingdom of God within you. It is not outside, my friend. How to transcend? You have to transcend only with the initiation. Initiation, what does it mean? Initiation means just, he will give you just impetus, make you sit, give you an impetus. He will give you first an experience how to transcend the body in your inner eyes open to see the light of God and hear that sound of God. This is what is meant by word initiation. That requires no ritual, no, nothing of this sort, simply a sort of experiment that you have to do at the feet of some master. Like, where? In the laboratory of man, I would say. In the first scientific experiments, what you do? You just have a separate room, just you close the doors and windows so that the air may not come in more strongly. Just release the candle and just do the experience first yourself. Then you are able, once at the first effort or the second, you will be able to do the same experiment. Similar in the laboratory of man, master tells you how to stay within first and where to stay. It just gives you some hints and just little impetus, you see, inside your inner eyes open. You transcend the body. Your body becomes dim. This process is called by the word initiation. So Guru Amar Das says, when I got initiation at the feet of my master, I transcended the bodies, I knew who am I, and ultimately I reached my true home. I was put on the way back to God, that is the divine thing, reverberating in every heart. With the help of that, I came up to that where the world resides. Because, you see, the world resides in heaven. That has come from that. Just as an example to show, bell is sounding somewhere, going on, ringing. You just hear the sound, you follow the sound. Where will you reach? To the place where the bell is ringing. Just when you see light inside of the sound of God, if you follow that sound, where would you reach? Where that sound is coming from? That place, where from that sound is coming, you reach, that is your true home. So the contact within, world within, which you can have only when you transcend the outgoing faculties with the help of some practical man, guidance and help, little impetus from him. Once you come in contact, you go on doing that, putting regular time in the performance and doing those, that practice of experiment day to day, you just develop day to day and reach one day your true home. From where that word came out. All scriptures. In Mohammedans, Maulana Rum just defines, he says, praise to God, O Lord, just show us the place from where the karma arose. You see? Show us the place where from this karma arose, the word came from. So this is a practical subject. That is why I am laying before you what is laying before you, to show you this is one God, there is one God, one truth, one way back to God through word of Kalma, Shabda, Naam, or whatever you may call, and that is in you, each one of you. You can contact it when you transcend the outgoing faculties, transcend the body. That is why it is said, it is not given to flesh and blood to enter the kingdom of God, you see. When you are leading this life of senses, you do not transcend it, you cannot find the kingdom of God, which is already in you. You can find it by inversion only. That is why I must say, tap inside. You will see now how the mind is controlled, how the world, which was in the beginning with, was with God and was God, you see, how creation was given. Only after that, that world is protected. It is in you. You may be reading the scripture for the whole life, but unless you just follow the word which is taught by the Holy Scripture to uphold Master Supreme in the path, unless you contact with that, through the help of some who is already contacted as the mouthpiece of that word, you cannot have an experience of going with it. That is why Christ said, "Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us." When all masters were made flesh, word made flesh, they were the children of light. Whenever they came, they gave out the same light to give all the world over. They do not come for any particular social reason. They come for all mankind as a whole. Their teachings are for all mankind. They don't touch the objective side of the social reasons, but take upon the subjective and just help you to go as well to your way back to God. Yes, sir. He says, "Well, look, your own mind, you have been enjoying the outward thing, you see, just sensuous enjoyment so long, now you have got this sweetness within, just enjoy it. Just see the difference between the two. Better judge is only he who has got experience of the both sides, you see. We have got, our minds have got experience of this outward enjoyment, but no experience of the other side. Once you have experience of that side, only then you will see which is the higher one that more intending. He says, okay, you have enjoyed very much of the outward thing, not just have that deep enjoyment you have got now within you. Can you enter contact with that divine link within you, that holy word within you, which is expressed by the Holy Scriptures, I will say now? That will cross your mind, that will be fulfilled, that one. You will be purified, you see. That is why Christ said, you will be purified with the word of God, you see. All things is like that, all masters came in the past. So he says, just you will be purified and remove. And you'll have just peace, everlasting peace, that will never enter you, even if you leave the body. Now he says, "Well, look, your people, don't be disheartened. I was just a man like you. I was also just in the body and working at the ongoing faculty. I was with the mind, swayed by my outward faculties, just as a man as you are. But ever since I have sat at the feet of my master, I am not above them. So why are these people say all these things? They come as men, you see. They come to you, meet you as a man. He says, I am just as like you. Simply I dwell in that way. Come and see, I have got peace. You will have also peace. So there is hope for everybody. That is why some people say, oh, I have come from heaven. Suppose somebody tells you like that. You may or may not believe you. You may not believe it. But if you say, oh, well, I am a man and you come on, let us think about what is not what. He appeals to your common sense, naturally that will appeal to you. The man has just, say, for instance, in the law, well, I want to learn the law, I must go to him and get his opinion. What I should do in the case I have got in the court, that his guidance has been more effective, is it not? Similarly, in the way of physical ailment, I said, I just run up to some doctor with all the data, so in that subject. In the spiritual way, also, I have to go to somebody who is ahead of that way, that's all. We have to learn these secrets from there. These are secrets, I would say, for us. These are hidden laws of nature for us because we do not know them as yet. But with the Master, the question of daily occurrence, he never issues anybody who comes to his mind. What did Christ say? Well, I have come not for the righteous, I have come for the sinners. To turn them to repentance. Even the wisest man, I tell you, the worst of men if he goes to his Master, he never issues it. Why? Just you give your clothes, how dirty they may be, ugly they look, that you give to the washerman. Did you ever hear any washerman say, oh, it is very ugly, very filthy, I am not going to wash it? I don't think. Because it is, there is whiteness in the linen coming to me, I'll just put it in the usual course and just cast it across all the dirt away and make it to quite clean, because it is daily profession. No ghost in daily profession. Similarly, any man who comes to the Master, he sees his soul, and slaver mind and outgoing faculties. He has forgotten himself. That's all. He knows my daily profession is I just run naked, sit, and just give an impression. He will come above and his eyes will open. He will understand who is he. And if he just works up according to his instructions, he will become pure. That is why even the wisest man, the worst man, if he goes to any master and he acts up to what he says, he can become a higher soul. There are instances in India to show. Tulsi, I mean, Balmik, he was a jagat. You see? Once a master met him. His job was just to plunder the man, just take everything from the man and then kill him once for all. When that master met him, he was doing the same thing with him. He said that, look here, well man, just hear me for a minute what I say. Look here, all what you do, do you think it is not a sin? I know it is, but I have to do because there is no other job for me. All right, this sin you have to read the fruit of this thing. Yes, is there anybody else who will share this? You see, this result of this sin, what you are doing? He said, yes, my children, my wife and others, they will not share with me. The Master told him, look here, just go to your home and ask your wife and children whether they will share the burden of the sin now you are carrying on with you. He said, that is very strange. And we, because you see, we always just consider the, see the other man from our own level. Because he was a jackass, you see, he will say he is going to just evade me and go away. He told him, look, you want that I should go home and you run away. He said, no, no, Nasa, you may bind me to a tree. Go home, just ask your family whether they will share the then he was now doing. He thought for himself for a moment. He says, all right, I'm binding with the tree. Get out of the way. Let me ask my family. He bound him with the tree, you see. And went home and asked, reached home and asked his wife and children, look here, I'm dizzy doing all these nasty things. It is sin. Not even the sinner knows that he's committing a sin. Will you share with me? They said, why? We simply want something that you bring us anywhere you like. Why we should share your sins? He awakened, came back, repented, asked forgiveness. So the master told him, well, I was on the wrong side, you'll please excuse me. So he was put up the well, and that guy, Balmi, became a Maharishi. So my point is, when any, that's what he's quoting, you see, yeah, I was also like you someday. And then my man says, you see, I was just reading the first primary someday. Didn't I tell you the other day that I was just, you see, saw one man dying and could not differentiate myself from the body, and something had left just before my eyes from that world? My own. But now I see that it's different altogether. Even as I was just like you, by this, doing this way, what do you mean? To show you that there is a hope for everybody. Even if you are now being controlled by the outgoing faculty, you are under the control of mind, you see. You are just given up to sensuous life. With all that, if you come to a master and act up to what he says, you will become pure. You go ahead on the way. He says, I am just like a big stone drowned under this water. And that God-man just took me by the hand and got me out. What does it mean? I was just in the physical body, enslaved, imprisoned. I could not come up, leave the body at will. So he gave me his help just to transcend the body. He got me up. He gave me the first an experience, and I dwelt it for the day to day. Now I reach where I am. It is no boasting, you see. It is just showing in what state he was first working and to what state he has now come up. To show that there is hope for you people as well, each one of you. And then first I was just like a poison, you see, and now I have become sweet arena. First I was just tasting the poison of the sensuous life, of the outgoing enjoyment, but now I am just setting the sweet elixir of life. How? And for what time? He says, ever since I sat at the feet of him, and he put me on the way back to God. From that day onwards, I have gained very long. I think Christ also said, who just rises or something like that, when he follows or sits in the way of Christ, he becomes a changed man. You see, the truth is given out everywhere, I tell you. My quotations mean only to give you some view that the truth is one, all masters who came in the past, they had to say this, give out this thing in his own words, in his own language. They came for all the world over, not for any special country or special, I mean, social religion. Master is he, definition given, you see, in the scriptures of the Sikhs, that true master is he who makes all men sit together on one common platform without distinction of caste, creed, or color, of all men of all the world over. Because he is from the level of the soul. He says souls, all are in soul bodies. And souls are of the same essence as that of God, you see. He does not look from the level of the outer forms, you see. In fact, each one of us is in soul body. We are souls. Our souls are under the control of mind and outgoing faculties. We are just identified with the body so much so that we cannot know, differentiate ourselves, cannot know ourselves, cannot know about ourselves. That's the disease each one of us, whether learned or unlearned, both are in the same boat, in that respect. So Guru Amar Das says that just people, I was just like you. I have been saved by the sympathetic hand of my master who dragged me out of this prison house of the body. And now, first I was just tasting the poison of the sensuous life, now I am tasting the sweet elixir of world within. Ever since I sat at the feet of my master and followed up to what he said. So this shows the hope for each one of us. If ever we sit at the feet of the master and follow his advice, who can be master? What is teaching of the master that I will just give you from the holy scriptures tomorrow? So that there may be no, illusion left, you see. Please God say, given out by master for the same thing. If you can find that way, then you will be saved. Yes, okay. Now you see, each thought which strikes us has its own smell and its own color. It is fresh, that's as you follow that. The lusty thoughts are the bad order, like that you get the order from the flock of sheep. Anger, angry man, you see, anger, who is just taken all wrath, he will just taste, just smell and sound just like some cloth is burning, you see. A very greedy man, you smell his body, you just smell his sound just like a fish. So each thought has its own smell and its own color as well, you see. Loving thoughts have got bluish color. Of the personal aura radiating from the man, spiritual man has his golden light color of the aura, so like that. Now what Guru Amar Das says, well, look here, I was just like cactus. That is smelled very bad, you see. Then I was something smelling out like cactus, but now I am just a perfume, you see. Very sweet fragrance I am. Such like people, I tell you, they don't use any of these, bombs or anything that thing. Simple cleanliness of their body, you just smell their body, you just have the sweet fragrance of the jet, you see. All thoughts are their own color and their own smelling, you see. He says, I was sometimes like that, now I am a different man altogether. You see the case? We are using so much, excuse me, these things of dialect, I think millions of dollars are being spent on that. If you go simply spiritual, in the way of spirituality, you are a pure thought that has, you will change, your whole body will change. Yes. Now he says, well, you people have got the body of the man, the highest in all creation. Just reach it. True prophet of life. You see? And what is that? Know yourself, know God. How will you get that in? When you sit at the feet of some master who gives you some initiation to go ahead, how to leave the body? And give you a contact with him. They said, well, this is the highest mission, aim of a man's life. If you have done that, you have just reaped the full fruit of your man's life. If not, you have lost your life. That is why I said, what does this prophet man, Xavier, you remember, in the Roman days? In Europe, there was a court held each year in which such a man was just installed as president, and there was a conference, I mean, there, and all men used to go over there just to put questions and get replies. And Xavier, one of them, very wide awake man, I would say, in the way of spirituality, he went over there, he put questions. Do you know who you are? What are the prophets of man? If he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul. This was the question put to the head of the conference over there, and he said, well, the other man, I do not know. He had to own it. Then when he was put on the way, I understand that his bones are still lying in India in some of the cathedrals over there. You follow me? Why? In the body of a man in which soul lived, that soul reached God, experienced God within that holy temple of body he had, the very remains of the holy body are respected. The remains of Buddha were found in Burma, the east of India. And the forward men of India went out to receive those remains, and then a special temple being built for keeping those bones. You remember why? Because in that body lived a soul which realized the higher life. So with realization of higher life, your body will become respected even after you. Wherever such people sat, those places became the places of pilgrimages for you. I remember I found in Bombay, in the west of India, I found out a man that who had got one hair of the moustache of Prophet Muhammad. You see? He's keeping in a casket of emeralds and jewels. Why that respect is? Because in that body lived a soul who spoke of God. That inspired me. Of course, there are stages of development inside. You see? But to whatever stage they advance, we have respect for each one of them. Because they advance ahead, they are to be respected by us. So I am just telling all these things to show that if in your this body, if you contact God, your very body will be respected. The place you live in, that will become a place of pilgrimage, you see. That is what he is saying. You have got the body of a man, please make the best use of it, reap the best harvest out of it, you see. And what is that? You must understand the true profit of life, true value of life, which I gave out only the day before yesterday. Know yourself and know God. Otherwise, you lose your life. Yes. Man is fortunate because he is the highest realm, which is the place where even the angels were asked to pay homage, you see. Great is man. But there's one thing more. If as a man, you got the body of man, and you meet some master also, had a good fortune to see him, just meet, sit at the feet of some real master, and he just gives you contact with the world within. You see? You are the most fortunate in the whole world of heart. To have a body of a man is a great fortune, you see? But to have, when you have the body of a man, you meet, have the chance, just afforded an opportunity to sit at the feet of some real master, and he gives you a context of the divine world within you, you are the most fortunate in the world. You see what he says? Because you see why? He was searching after it for long 70 years of age. Could not find that thing what he got when he sat at the feet of Guru Angad, the second master of the sixth. Yes. He says, those who are given up under, to the sensuous life under the control of mind, well, they have lost their lives, you see. They have frittered away their human life, the most valuable of all creation. Manmukh bhule viklave. And they have frittered away their life. They have been only engaged in the outward enjoyments, not knowing who they are, not entering the kingdom of God which is within each one of us, not going ahead to reach the true home. Such people have just frittered away the most valuable life as a man which they had. If they are not there, being enjoying, engaged in the outer enjoyments, or physical enjoyments, and intellectual enjoyments only, not known themselves, not the old self, they have just lost the game, you see. If and when you get the body of a man, only then you can do that. No other form of creation. Yes. Kathir, that true name of the Lord, or word of God, is peace-giving, bliss-giving, ineffable sweet. But those who are engaged in the enjoyments of the sensuous life, they don't pay any heed whatsoever to that. They simply sell away the prophet Yusuf in return of 2 pice tether. This is what you remember. Rabindranath Tagore, a man of international fame, he says in his Gitanjali, the wonderful book for which he got Nobel Prize, he says, oh, there, look here, O God, he prays to God, oh God, I know there's most valuable thing lying in me, and that you are, but I cannot cast away the filth of the body to come up to you and see you. Though there was something of the beyond, these things just seem quite insignificant. Guru Ram Das, fourth master of the sixth, say at one place, if you just amass, collect all the valuable treasures of the world, gold, rubies, emerald, silver, and every valuable precious thing of the world at one place, and if you are somebody who has got a little bit taste of the beyond, ask them, well, please, will you accept this thing in return of what you have got? What will he do? He will not even dare to look at the wealth of the world. Pity it is that we have no experience of the beyond. How can we say all that? Masters did give me the path, just they were bringing out all these things to us, giving some examples of the world, the enjoyment, taste of the enjoyment of which we have in life, but that has no comparison to that higher bliss with it. Still we are not on this. That is the peace, joy, bliss, permanent joy, I would say, permanent bliss, intoxicating bliss, ineffable. If you once taste that thing, you will leave or fall out of it. Naturally, it will fall away from your mind. To have that treasure with you, You have got that treasure within you, and those who are given up to sensuous life, they care not a fig for these things. They simply say, well, look here, you are not fit for our society, go away. When I see everywhere all men just reciting and repeating the names of God. Some are saying God, some saying O Allah, some saying O Vahidu, Prabhu, so many names are saying of God which were only given out by the masters who came in the past. God has got no name. He's a nameless one. You see, these names were given only by the saints who came in the past, that's all. But he is something which these names do not express. He says everybody will see that they are repeating the names of God, but don't contact the power which is God, you see. How can they be at peace? How their thirst for life can be quenched? How their hunger can be appeased? And that the bread of life, you see. That is the water of life, what Christ referred to. Well, I will give you a water, you see, which you drink, your thirst will be quenched forever. You see? If you eat the bread of life, because he was word personified, you see, I am the bread of life, if you eat out of it, you will have an everlasting life. Just see, teachings are the same. Pity it is that there are practical people who have got a personal experience of this, who are competent in this way, and can give you an experience thereof. I told on the first day to express that is to understand the two thoughts as the teaching given out by the saints is not difficult, but it has been made difficult by the utterings of those who have got no personal experience of that life. They have created so many doubts, it is like some say that way, some say that way, so many just interpretations before us, given out by the people who have got no extent inside. Naturally, people only hear and learn these things, say which is correct or not. I am why just quoting references from all scriptures, not all I say, but scriptures from all scriptures, just to show you the teachings are one, not two. All saints who came in the past, they have the same thing to teach. And that is lying in you, not in the book give a statement thereof, that you would have to turn within your own self to find that out. True Vedas, true Bible, true Granth, and true Quran is your this body you are carrying. Just step in and see what it was, you see. Master, wherever they came, just they directed you inside. Kingdom is God within you. They never said you it is outside in the books and everywhere. We do respect the Holy Scriptures of all the saints who came in the past. We have love and adoration for all saints who came in the past. Because they put the humanity on the way back to God. Their scriptures are holy because these were given out by those masters who reached God, who were prototype of God on earth, I will say, so who were the mouthpiece of God. That is why we have respect for the Holy Scriptures too. For that reason, suppose if anybody now turns up with that experience which they gave out and can give you an experience now, will you now have a respect for him naturally? But such men never say they are so. They simply say, I am a man just like you. Your better. Guru Amar Das says, well, I was just a man like you, you see. But I have got something at the feet of my master. I am giving out that. There is hope for each one of you.
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala.
saying, he says, that power about which the masters who came in the past gave out, and though that power which is spoken out in the Holy Scriptures, that is within you, you are only repeating the names given to that power by the saints who came in the past, but do not contest that power which is already in you. Well, you are nowhere. If you just take a further step, you say God, and you take a further step to contact that power which is expressed by the word of God, you are going far with it. You take a further step ahead, you see. This is what Guru Amar Das gives from his own life history, of his own experience, you see, what he had in his life, and by comparative studies of the religions, we see that it is the same truth, you see, which all masters who came to pass gave out. We are not to change our social bodies for that purpose, my child. Remain where you are. Masters never come to change the social bodies. They just come to uphold the body, you see. But they say, look here, you have lost something, you have forgotten something, which is already in your Holy Scriptures, which was given out by the Masters who came in the past, you have forgotten that. Just understand your Scriptures. Did not Christ say that he opened their understanding to just follow the right import of the Scriptures they have with them? With the opening, see, they opened your understanding. You see now by comparative study, quite unbiased, I am placing before you, by quotation from the various Scriptures, I know which they are, just to show that the truth is one. The kingdom of God is within you. Each one now of us is destined, can go within, inward within, to find that kingdom which is already in you. You won't find it outside. And that with the help of somebody who has found that kingdom in himself already. That's a practical place, you know. So this is only one thing. I think it's now time over. I need not take another scripture. The same thing is given out by other saints who came in the past. I told you that is a long subject, no doubt. In a short time at my disposal, I've just been to give you some instances to show what is what. So this is today's subject, and tomorrow we'll simply say, well, how to contact that divine power which is. Well, we can get it by intellectual wrestling, by outward engagements. This will be the subject tomorrow. And thereafter, I'll give you just a resume of the so many recipes, I would say, for finding God within you, and which of them is the most natural and the most quickest, you see, which even a child can do. That will be something of day after tomorrow. I'll just ask you one thing here. Huh? This is what I have given out that I have learned, experienced at the feet of my master. You people had about 50, 60 or 70 people sitting here, you are listening to that. Those who are interested in that, mind that, for whom you have got love, you know they are also interested in these things. You may make it a point for them also to use them, come over here, there is something important you are having. Naturally, I have love for somebody, I know, come to know of certain very important thing, and tell my relatives, my friends, well, look here, there is something on the way. If you are interested, let others know also. You see, what Christ said, you see, when the light was lit, that was not put under the bushel. Nobody puts it under the bushel. Just place it at a place where others may see there is light over there. Well, the world over is after this truth. I am not boasting, excuse me. My point is only what I have learned at the feet of my Master. That is what Christ said, all in time, go out in the world and tell the people there's truth in you see. Only for that reason. Whether the people who come or not, if they are only 100 people here or 10,000, I have to repeat the same thing, tell the same thing. If more people interested in the way come to know of the things which they are after in their lives, you see, that is also a sort of service you have to do to others. So tomorrow subject I have told you, and the day after, two important, more important subjects even as compared with the last three, because that is the fruit of the tree we just speak of tomorrow and the day after. Something which all masters have said, he speaks of the same thing. You can take it as an experimental measure to take a step that way. He says, all right, come above the body, he will give you first an experience, you come above the body. If you find him inside, also coming up to you and talking to you, guiding you, naturally you say you are not, the master is not the body. Something higher power. When you further transcend on the way, you find the same power has been over there. You say, well, he is not a man. How that is a harmless one, I just give you an example. There is what you say, cloud. And there is rain. And there is something which is not yet formed into the cloud. That is a harmless apparently. Cloud has got some form, but what is more materialized? Similarly, masters are the mouthpiece of God. They are the word personified. They are the God in action, power, working at that pole. They are not the body by that. They, whenever that power works at the pole of somebody, that is called as a teacher, as a master, something. But master has the body, not the body. That is what Christ said, I will never leave you till the end of the world. I never was forget thee and forsake thee. What is that? That body has left you. Excuse me. Every master who came in the past, they left us. But each one of them did promise, I'll be ever with you. So what was that which promised? That was not the body, but the Holy Ghost I will show now. The power of God speaking through him, that was the master, you see. And that is, when works at a pole, it has got a form. When it does not work at a pole in half, when he takes that form, and ultimately he is one with God. Something like that, you may think. But it is a question of practical experience, I think. Even now, those masters appear to somebody in hell of life with it. Do you think they are ones? They are the light of God, they are the children of light. When they appear in that form, we say they are that, but they are not the body. Once one Tulsidas, a master in the East, people said, well, look here, you say you are with the form and formless one, how it is? If the master likes, that's another thing. Or as you catch me, he said. They would catch him, they would, he could not be caught, because he simply transcended. So similarly, this is something like that. These things cannot be understood in full, I say, at the level we are now looking, but the possibility appears like that. But those who get in and see the master working with it, naturally it is quite average, already experienced in them. They thing, you see, Christ, I mean, John, the divine, what he gives in his experiences, revelations. He said, though the door was open, I saw there someone sitting on a throne. He was all light as, just white as wool and as clouds. He got some feet of the brass and something like that. He gives something of that apparition of the Master he had within, of the Christ. So if he could have that experience, even today, those who are coming in meditation in the morning, they do expect that they see the form of the Master within. There is no new thing. I am simply quoting these things from the scriptures only to show you that these things are possible. And whenever any Master will meet you with that qualification, you will have an experience of him within. Pity it is that those who preach, who have been given this work of preaching, they have got no experience of themselves beyond what is written in the books only. They cannot reconcile statements because they have got no personal experience of that in all social religions, I say, not only in one or the other, in all. That work is being carried on by paid service. So the people do it. Go on, because what they have not seen, how can he show you the kings of the hereafter? Those who have seen, they will just give you an experience. When you dwell upon the way, you will have experience, several experiences that John the Divine had in his life, and they are having it, though they are attending the morning meditations just at the place I am living.